Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of miut gova hasukkah, to make the high sukkah, the higher than 20 amos, to lower it by putting in pillows on the floor. And in the first three shiurim, we saw the Gemara with Rashi, the kashas of the Ritvan Rashi. And then in the third shiur, we started the Mahalach to answer the kashas. We presented a chakira. What's pshat in being morid gova sukkah? Is it that the yirmevatel, the mechutz of the karim to make it like karka? Does it mamish turn into karka? Or is it pshat that in the metzias, not that it has a din karka, that the metzias is that now the chol sukkah, the hollowed out part of the sukkah, the empty space of the sukkah, is less than 20 amos. And we said that according to the Ritva's problem with Rashi, when Rashi says that bittel is l'zayin yamim, is that it can't be. It can't be bittel l'zman. Because bittel, the mashmos, is that it's mamish shinui mahus. It's a change of the essence. It's a transformation of the karam and ksasos to be part of the karka. And that can only occur if it's permanent. So how can you say on one hand it's bittel, which means a bittel mahus, a change in its essence, and on the other hand you want to say that it's only temporary? The Ritva couldn't stomach that. So that was the Ritva's kasha. That's how we explain the Ritva's kasha and Rashi. Like we said, just to review the lashon of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol of Rabbi Yitzchak Manzatzal, that's whose Torah we enjoy basing our shiurim on, always. Umevuera shapir nami kushis haritva mei mashmol shel bittel shu la'olam. So the Ritva says that bittel means la'olam. Mishum de bittel shu zkar ba'alma, pshitu sha shavui v'chalos b'davra amuvutl. It's pashut that when you talk about bittel, you're talking about a change in the matter's essence, just like bittel chametz v'chadoyme. That the chometz is coming like afra da'ara, it's a bittel nemahus. Vimul izman ain't a bittel klal. If it's only temporary, that's not called bittel. Vim sagi l'rashi, but bittel izman arayza mishum shenkan chalos v'ashavuye. If, according to Rashi, bittel izman is sufficient, so that means that there's no chalos here, there's no change in the essence. You just need a haskami, you just need the person's agreement. Then through this, there's no more chalol, and the sikh is no longer gavol amalam yesri mama. But that's not an inyan of bittel. That's not that. That's just an inyan of metzias. The Gemara calls it bittel, so it must be then, right? The Ritva says that Rashi is incorrect. Umayata nira. So now we're going weiter. The Masha Kosev Ritva Alachshash Al Shem Yamalich Litlo. That's what we saw in the previous shiur. That the Ritva says, Self dvarv basugya, that the need for bittel la'olam is only kadesh lo yimalech litlo. Aval b'bittel ayidei ben shmona sheyeshna b'chalon, that the need for bittel la'olam is that you don't change your mind and take it. But an 8-day old baby, and the window that's memayit, the open space of the window, and stops the tumah that we find in Bava Basra, the second parak. That's effective, even l'zman, since it's aser b'tiltul, and you're not going to change your mind and take it. You're not allowed to take it. On the Shabbos and Yantif, it's aser b'tiltul. So therefore, since you're not going to be nimlach bitlo, it's bitl. So that the Ritva writes that there's a chashash, Shemi Yamalech Litlo. Sheina kavana bezesha antila tevat el az masha haya kodim shenatlo. It doesn't mean that when you take it, it's mevatel what was before you took it. Ela, sheim nasu adei bitol ha'olam, shekanis boyer, hu ashvuye v'chalos, but rather if it's done through bittul olam, which, as we explained, is a ashvuye, it's a chalos, it's a change in its essence. If you go ahead and remove this item, this is only a change from here on in. And it's a bittul now from the chalos that preceded it, that doesn't influence at all what was before the shinui. What was, and this that you removed it is not going to change it. And therefore, we don't care if he is going to go ahead and take it. But it's not like that. If the person doesn't do bittul, even though it is going to create a mitzius of bittul hacholol, of nullifying the hollow space, because he's not planning to take it, like the Ritva shows from the Ben Ches, that's memait b'chalon, that the mitzius is that this baby is in the window and he's blocking the tumah. So there's a mitzius that he's not going to take it away, because he's not allowed to be mefana this on Shabbos. Aval efsher, he's not allowed to remove this on Shabbos, so therefore, in the Metzias, it's there. Aval efsher shetocho Metzias u'aydeh askamosu v'achlatasu bilvad, shereichlatasu nitenes l'shinu b'chol rega sheyirtze. But you can't make this Metzias just by agreeing and deciding that that's going to be the way it is, because this hachlata, this decision, can be changed at any moment that you want. So even though you decided one way, we know people are a little hafachfach. Sometimes they like want this way, and they change their mind a minute later. So just the fact that you left it there now doesn't mean that you're not going to change your mind in 5 minutes. And therefore, there is no metzias of eino asid lefanoso. In other words, if you're in the realm of chalos, so once you make a chalos, that you're changing the mahus of this item, and you're mevatel this item. So what you do later doesn't matter to us, because in the meantime, the mahus was changed. If you change your mind later, okay, then you change your mind later. But in the meantime, there was a significant transformation here. But if you didn't, you weren't mevatel, you didn't change the mahus, you just went like the other side of the chakira. You just try to change the mitzias of this, change the mitzias, and make it that in the mitzias it's here, and you're not planning to take it, and therefore we're supposed to view this as if it's there's less. You're leaving the pillows here, and therefore there's less than 20 amos of hallow space in this sukkah. That doesn't work. Why? Because the very fact that you can change your mind at any minute means that the metzias doesn't change. We don't see it as part of the sukkah. We want to see this as part of the sukkah. We can only see it as part of the sukkah if we have some security that it's not going to change in the next 5 minutes. But since it can change at any minute, therefore we can't even view the metzias differently. We can't view this in the metzias as being as being memayit kovas sukkah. Shirei achlatoso nitenes l'shinu b'chol rega sheyirtze, v'alaf achlatoso reitachon sheken yidlenu. This achlat of yours, this decision, is subject to change at any moment that you want. And even though you decided what you decided, yitachon, it could very well be sheken yidlenu, that you are going to take it. So through this, there is no metzias of you're not planning to take it, and therefore it's the metzias memait kova chalala sukkah. So even now, even before you take it, it's considered a sukkah that's higher than 20 amas. So this Shemi Yitlena, the Ritva says, maybe you're going to take it. So we ask, maybe you're going to take it. But say there, but in the meantime you didn't take it. Then maybe you're going to take it in the future. In the meantime you didn't take it. And the answer is no. The very fact that you're going to take it in the future already now nullifies this miyutz asuka as being part of the sukkah. So therefore there has to be bitul olam. There can't be something temporary, because the moment it's temporary, then it doesn't count at all. It's nothing. And therefore the Ritva writes that you need a chalos bitul, and bitul is forever. So bittul has to be, there has to be a chalos shel bittul. Bittul is la'olam. Bittul is la'olam, and therefore there has to be bittul, because that's the only way we can see it as part of the sukkah. That's the only way we can see it as part of the sukkah, because otherwise, if there's a chalos bittul, so then you change the mahus, so whatever happens afterwards happens. But if there is no shinui in the mahus, it's just you want to make it the mitzias that it's part of the sukkah, it's memayit kova sukkah. So that won't work, because shemi yimolech. Maybe you're right, in the meantime you decided to keep it here for a certain amount of time. But who said that you're going to keep to that achlata? So even now, even before you broke your resolve, it's still not considered part of the mitzias of the sukkah. V'gam v'bittel shal karmik tzosis daiv zeh al olam, and even in bittel of karmik tzosis, that your das is on forever, I think it's lo shna. That since mitzad yur haskama, it doesn't matter, there's no difference, imi ala olam o ala zman, whether if you do haskama, just that you're going to leave it there, it doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference if it's la olam or la zman. And in any case, it's not po'ol any mitzias. Why? Because you could be chozer bo. In other words, when you're making this hachlata, this haskama, this decision that you're going to leave it in the sukkah, you're not being mevatel it. You're not making a chalos bittul, but rather you are merely deciding to leave it there, that you want it to be part of the in the metzias, you want it to be ma'id gova hasukkah, you want it to be considered part of the sukkah, but not that it's transformed as part of the sukkah. You just want it to be considered that it's ma'id chol hasukkah, that it's considered enough part of the ground that it's ma'id chol hasukkah, even though b'mahus it's not changed in its essence that it's part of the ground. In such a case, it doesn't matter what you thought. You think you're going to leave it there temporarily, you think you're going to leave it there forever, it doesn't matter, it's the same thing. Why is it the same thing? Because in both cases, you're liable to change your mind. If you were mevatel it, so even if you change your mind, it doesn't matter. In the meantime, it was transformed to being part of the sukkah. But if you weren't mamish mevatel it, you just wanted the metzias should be that it's memayit chol ha-sukkah, as b'mekre kazeh, it doesn't matter whether you had planned to leave it there for temporarily, you plan to leave it there forever, just with your haskama, just with your achlata, it doesn't matter, because you can change your mind. And the very fact that you can change your mind means that in the meantime, in the interim, when it's there, it also doesn't count. Ubal kochenu lechalot shel bitul. The less idei das shall batla dai, the less idei das shall batla dai to etz kol adam. So what do you need to come on to? You need to come on to bittul. But you can't be mevatel karam iksasis like the Gemara says, because batla dai to etz kol adam. Batla dai to etz kol adam. and therefore the bittul doesn't work. So the karmic success isn't going to work either way. Just leaving it there is a pagam in the meantime, because in any moment you could take it. And if you mamish do a chalos bittul, but l'dayta waitza kol adam, people aren't mevatel karmic success to make it part of the mahus of the karkas sukkah. So it remains a sukkah gavol, l'mala me'esri mama. That's the Ritvis Taina. So now we understand the two kamash malams, the two chedushim that the Gemara is telling us about karmic sasos. We asked on Rashi. Rashi seemed to say that there are two chedushim, and we said that already if you leave the karmic sasos there, it's not memayit govas sukkah. And then the Gemara says even if you're mevatel it. So pash the sifrei Gemara, and that's how some Rishonim learn that the first halacha is just to get a kaman to the second halacha. The fact that you leave it there, that it's no good, is to tell you that. Lead on to the second halacha, which is the Iker Chiddush, that even if you're mevatel it, it doesn't work. But Rashi learns that no, you need both chiddushim. We ask that it's Rashi's, that's also the end of the sugga where you see you need bittul, as we discussed it in the first shir. But now we understand why we need the two kamash malans, the two chiddushim. Mishum shebereisha demari belo batlinhu harei hanidon hualamitzius shaleinu asid lefanosam. So in the Reisha, where we're talking about Lo Batlinhu, right, we haven't yet come on to the idea of Bittul. So the discussion is on the Metzias of Eino Asid Lefanosam, that he's not planning to move it. Shegam Kein Sagi Bezelamayit Michof Lashitas Rashi. Rashi holds that Eino Asid Lefanosam, the fact that you're not planning to remove it in the meantime, you're planning to leave it there, that also works. In the Metzias, now the Sukkah is going to have a Cholol of less than 20 Amah. And on that the Gemara says, no, that there is no such mitzvahs by karmic ksasos, because you are going to be mefana them, you are going to remove them, like Rashi writes, machmas hefseid mamon. You're going to lose your money, you need these karmic ksasos. You're not going to just leave them there on the ground and everyone's going to step on them and then you're not going to have them for your own needs. No, you're not going to be mefana them to the ground, you're going to go out and buy new pillows. It's hefseid mamon. You're not going to want to do that. So memela doesn't count as being mefana mitzvahs hasukkah. And then the Gemara goes on to say a more landishizach. Not just the first shlav in the Gemara, the first clause is more balabatish. That in the Metzias, it's memayit chol asuk. The Gemara says that doesn't work because, as Rashi said, there's a hefsid moment, you're going to remove it, so that doesn't count. Even in the interim, it doesn't count because at any moment you can move it. And then the Gemara says, okay, let's get more lamdish. Let's say that there's a chalos here, that there's a chalos u'metzias dinis, that you're meichel in the karim to be part and parcel of the sukkah. And then the netila is a new change on the matziv. Sha'az ha'netila hu shinu chadosh al matzavam velo bitul ha'matziv shechol al yidei ha'bitul. So there's going to be a new situation now, that it's going to be part and parcel, you're going to change the mechus of this sukkah, and memela, if you take it afterwards, it doesn't bother us, so take it. But in the meantime, it was part and parcel of the ground of the sukkah, so it should work. As long as it's there, and it's memayit gova hasukkah, because the ground has now been expanded, it's an extension of the ground. And therefore, the Gemara entertains the notion that this chalos should be effective, even if afterwards you're going to go ahead and take them. And on that, we have Nocha Kamash Malan, another chiddush of Batal Daito Etzel Kol Adam. Because this chalos requires das. And here there is no das, since Batal Daito Etzel Kol Adam. But Lula Inyan Zeh, if not for batla daita waitza kol adam, mina chinami, there would be a chalos bittul, and it would become part and parcel of the sukkah, and it would be memayit gova hasukkah. So you really need both chedushim. You need the first chedush to tell us that in the metzias it's not memayit gova hasukkah, because if you're planning to take it, even if you're not planning to take it, but since you might change your mind, so in the meantime it doesn't count either. But metzias, we don't see it as part of the sukkah, because we know that at any moment you can change your mind. And then it says, you want to do bittul? No, like the Ritva says, that there's a problem of Shema Yimalech. So since the Shema Yimalech, you're going to change your mind. So since you're going to change your mind, so you have to be mevatel the Karam and Iksasos to the Sukkah, and therefore in the meantime it's going to work. So Bittul, the Gemara says, alright, Seder Bittul works. There's only one problem. Nobody is mevatel their Karam and Iksasos to the Sukkah. Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. And since Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Adam, so Memela, doesn't work. Doesn't even work mitzad bittul. Because if bittul would work, then anachinami. Then it would come part of parts of the sukkah. And even if you take it later, it doesn't bother us. Because even there's no chshash shemi yamalech. The chshash shemi yamalech is not only a chshash in the future. Shemi yamalech also reflects back on the past. It's mashlich. It reflects also back on the past. And the past is also not going to work. The very fact that there's a chshash shemi yamalech means that in the meantime it doesn't work either. That's if not, that is the case if it is not part of the etzem cheftzim hoses sukkah. But once you say that you did bittul, then it's part of the sukkah. So who cares shemi yamalech? Then it doesn't bother us. That's why the Gemara thinks bittul is okay. The only problem is people don't do bittul. People don't do bittul. So since people don't do bittul, but ladaito etzel kol adam. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have made some inroads into this sugya, and in the next shiur we will proceed further, and we will continue, please God, seeing the flows mitaras Hashem. There's so much more to say on this sugya, and I hope that we get to it, and God should just give us the life and the health and the simchas chayim and everything we need in order to learn Torah so HaKadosha and the financial means, and Mir Tashem, in the next year we will continue seeing Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.